Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ramon Ray back on the show. Ramon is a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. He is an entrepreneur, a speaker, a publisher, editor and founder of Smart Hustle Magazine. He's been a great resource for us over the years. Talking to us about a number of different things, including technology. He's the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses and the Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing. He's our good friend, Ramon Ray. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thank you so much, man. It's always good to talk to you. I think I learned much more from you than I ever share with your audience, but it's great to be back, and thanks for having me.
We love having you back, and we're glad you're back in the USA.
Yes, indeed.
Tell the audience where you've been.
Just a few days ago, it seems like, at the Global Entrepreneurship Summit in Hyderabad, where we met with about 1,500.
Tell them where that is.
It was amazing.
In India.
In India, that's right. Hyderabad, India. 300.
Most people don't know where Hyderabad is.
In the middle-ish, southern kind of-ish of India, about 300 entrepreneurs came from the U.S., 350, and it was really, really good to be there.
You know, the southern part of India is the more affluent part of the country.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, but I know Hyderabad definitely is full of the Googles and Microsofts and Dells and Dropbox.
Yeah, I've had Indians come and stay with me through a Rotary Exchange Club before, and it's the more affluent part of it. So you were over there. Tell them about the Global Entrepreneurship.
Absolutely. So, I mean, three things I learned. I think, one, again, it was a beautiful gym to be with, a gathering of hundreds and hundreds of entrepreneurs from around the country, all over the world, literally every country in the globe. That's one. I think, two, in summary, we can talk about it in detail if you want, but it was interesting to see our diplomacy as an American. I only think of our diplomacy regarding North Korea and China, things like this. But out of the hundreds of entrepreneurs there, all of them were there as beneficiaries of the U.S. government.
Yep, yep.
So we paid for them to come. So that was beautiful. Three, seeing entrepreneurs from Afghanistan to Kenya to South Carolina, but especially the roads around the globe, Jim, interesting to see the needs are the same. We want to expand. We need capital. We need help. But yet, the opportunities were different.
Right.
So those are my three big takeaways. And again, kudos to Ivanka Trump. I haven't seen her close before. What a great speaker and great ambassador, I think, for our country, Jim. So those
good
are kind of my
four. And I'm glad to hear you say that. I'm not surprised either. She's a sharp lady. Well, you know, one of the things that I wanted to put in here, you were talking about how things are similar with entrepreneurs around the country, around the world. I've traveled around the world since I've been doing my show. And one of the things that I do is I ask them questions whenever I go anywhere to Brazil to Italy or Sweden or Denmark or wherever. Mm-hmm. As I go and talk to small business owners and I ask them about the kind of things I'd ask anybody. And the one thing I say to them is I say, if you had more of your tax money, what would you do with it? And from Calcutta, and I haven't been to Calcutta, but from Dallas to Denmark, every one of them that I've ever asked, dozens that I've asked, in the United States as well, 100% without thinking, without blinking, without hesitation, said, I would reinvest the money in my business. How about that? That's a universal, and you're not surprised to hear that either, are you?
Not at all. I think people, you know, call it trickle-down economics. It doesn't work. It's not good for the poor.
It works on Main Street, doesn't it?
But it works. When you have more money in your business, Jim, I hire two new people, buy more infrastructure, grow my business, or whatever it is. It works every time.
So that thing that where we're alike, talk to us about that some more. You discovered that over there.
Absolutely, and it's funny that Entrepreneur Magazine interviewed me about that, the India version, but I think it's two things, Jim. I think one, as I was telling you about the lady from Afghanistan, you know, she lives not in fear in a negative way. She's over the fear, as it were, but she's very cautious because her life is at stake on a constant basis because she's a woman in a male-dominated
society.
She's competing
against men, and they don't like it over there. They'll burn her business down if they get a chance.
Exactly.
Her employees will sabotage her.
Absolutely, for sure. And so on one hand, she has to be cautious. And so the opportunity is different than maybe what I'm going through here or you're going through. On the other hand, she said, Ramon, I need to grow. When I get orders in, I need capital to buy it ahead of time before I can deliver it. That's a constant need.
That sounds like your neighbor there in New Jersey, doesn't it?
All day.
Well, you know, a quick story. My audience has heard me interview a lady just like the one you met. Her name is Freshta Hazik, and she owns a printing company in Kabul, and she's had her business burned out because she competes with men. And I asked her in an interview, I was interviewing her face-to-face in Washington, D.C. a few years ago, and I said, why are you taking these risks? You know what she said, Ramon? She said, because I have a daughter.
Wow.
How about that? Is that powerful?
Love it.
Hold on to that thought. Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back with me after this break. 20 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.